It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, we take a look at the political evolution, power, and success of the National Rifle Association.
First, 2014 was a huge year for the American auto industry. Despite outrage over numerous safety recalls, American car makers posted their best year in nearly a decade, selling around 6.5 million new automobiles. That's about 1 million more than in 2013.
Now, as we enter 2015 with low gas prices and a strengthening economy, will we see even better sales in the coming year? And because of those low gas prices, will large cars like SUVs and pickups come to rule the day once again?
Joining us now to break down these questions is Jessica Caldwell. She's a senior analyst at Edmunds.com. Jessica, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with what happened in 2014. We had those safety recalls, consumer outrage, and yet American automakers did pretty well. How come?
They certainly did do really well, and I think the simple reason is a lot of people needed new cars, and not only did they need new cars, they felt better about the economy in general. I think things in general have improved over time, so people feel more comfortable buying a car, and also at the end of the year, sales were definitely helped by the low gas prices witnessed across the country.
And what about those safety recalls? Did they not have as big an impact as we might have thought?
Well, I mean, I think that they did. The problem is that there's been a lot of recalls over time. I mean, if you do recall the turmoil that Toyota went through back in 2010 with their recalls, it was so much news. And then this year with the GM and then the Takata airbag, I think a lot of people started to tune it out. And at the end of the day, people need cars. I mean, they need cars to get to work, to get to school, wherever they need to go. So if that's the case, they're going to buy a car regardless of what's going on, I think, in the news about these recalls.
So do you see this then as primarily a story about consumer confidence being restored?
It is really a story about consumer confidence. I mean, auto sales were so low, for so long. I mean, they hit the bottom back in 2009 at 10.4 million compared to this year at 16.5. I mean, that's a huge difference. So it definitely has been climbing since then. And a lot of times cars are the second largest purchase that most people are going to make. Some people the biggest purchase that they're going to make. And you have to be confident in the economy and your job and your own economic situation to buy a car. So I do think that this year in terms of auto sales really shows the strength of the American consumer.
If we zero in on what it is that exactly sold in 2014, what sticks out to you?
Well, I think 2014 will be known as the year of the light truck. And when I say light truck, I mean pickup trucks, SUVs, and vans. I mean, they outsold cars in every month of 2014. And that's the first time that's happened since 2004. So it's been nearly a decade. And you look at that car versus truck gap, it is just widening over time. So I think that is, really the predominant force in 2014 is the return to, SUV and truck sales. And people are buying different SUVs than they once did. I mean, these aren't gas guzzlers. A lot of SUVs are smaller. They're more fuel efficient. Compact SUVs did really well. So those smaller ones, those really drove those numbers. So I think that, those cars are definitely popular, amongst Americans, and it certainly showed in the sales numbers in 2014.
Well, and so here we are in 2015. We're still seeing low gas prices. Do you expect to see that trend continue then?
I think with low gas prices, we're going to see that truck trend continue. A lot of people like these cars. I mean, Americans want larger cars. I mean, I think that, we're forced to downsize, and some people do have to make, smaller decisions. But I think in general, people want, a larger vehicle, and SUVs speak to that. And the fact that they have gotten more fuel efficient, makes the decision that much easier for a lot of people. And when gas prices are low, they can justify it. I mean, of course, people are going to keep their car for a long period of time, but it seems to kind of go out the window, that logic, when gas prices are this low. People want larger vehicles.
Does this mean the pressure is off for manufacturers to keep working on more fuel efficient vehicles, or does this just mean we're going to see more trucks with greater fuel efficiency?
Mm-hmm. I think that there's still going to be pressure on automakers to produce vehicles with good fuel efficiency. I mean, there's one thing that seems to be apparent. It doesn't matter whether you're buying a full-size truck or you're buying a subcompact car. You want good fuel efficiency for that vehicle. And automakers, there's regulations in place that are going to, drive them to better the fuel economy of their vehicles. So there's that in place. But I think that for a while, the wisdom was, okay, if you want better fuel efficiency, you're going to have to go with a smaller car. And that seems to be challenged right now. People want, good fuel efficiency, but they want it in something that they also want to drive. Because not everyone, can have a compact car. People with families are, have that need for cargo capacity. They need a larger vehicle.
Now, looking specifically at models, are there models you can point to that did it particularly well?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that really we saw a lot of strength in smaller SUVs. The Honda CR-V was the best-selling SUV in the country in 2014. It sold over 300,000 units. That did relatively well, especially that segment in general. And also the Ford F-Series, it's kind of had a tough year because they just came out with a new one, and it's a big difference from where we were in the past, using an all-aluminum body. So they kind of had to conserve the inventory while their factory shut down, actually, to retool the new truck. So they were really conservative on their inventory in the latter half of the year, but still was the best-selling vehicle in the United States, and it has been for as long as I can remember. So that did well as well.
Now, let's say gas prices go back up. I mean, we expect them to have to boomerang at some point. How do you see that affecting the market?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when gas prices go up, people start, looking to downsize a bit. And I think when people are downsizing now, it seems to be that they're making better decisions for themselves. And what I mean by that is that it seemed like in 2008, when we had that significant gas price spike, all people wanted to do was go into small cars. And, to be honest, that didn't fit a lot of people's lifestyles. So people weren't happy with what they bought. And they were trading in large SUVs. They weren't getting a good, deal on the trade-in because, there wasn't a market for them at the time. So now it seems like people are a bit wiser. And if gas prices go up, maybe from, when they would have thought of a midsize SUV in the past, and now they may go for something smaller like a compact SUV. So I think a lot of that behavior will happen. And I think, green cars, hybrids, plug-in hybrids, electric vehicles didn't have a great 2014. So I think there'll be renewed interest when gas prices start to go up again.
Would you say that domestic auto sales are a pretty good reflector of the overall health of the country's economy?
Mm-hmm. I think that they're definitely a good measure. People that buy cars obviously have to feel good about their own economic situation and that economic situation at large. The interest rates have to be attractive. I mean, most people are buying on interest these days. A lot of people don't buy cash, and a lot of people also choose to lease. So I think the fact that they're committing to these large purchases that they're going to have to stick to over, a period of years shows that they feel good, and I think that makes a larger statement about the economy at large.
Looking ahead to 2015, do you see any surprises coming down the pike? Any newcomers, maybe like Tesla, who might make a splash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tesla's had, for Tesla, a relatively quiet past few months. Of course, whatever they do seems to make big news. I mean, I think the thing for them a lot of people want to see, which is expected, is their SUV. That's had a lot of buzz, and I think that kind of when they show that and when that goes on sale, that's going to create definitely a lot of interest, really in that brand. So I think, a lot of people are kind of holding out to see what that's going to look like, because they really have kind of redefined that whole electric vehicle segment, that electric vehicles don't have to be appliances. They don't have to be, lacking in style. They can have tons of style, tons of performance, and, people seem to be gravitating to that and that brand. I mean, anything that they do seems to be widely interested by a lot of people.
Jessica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Jessica Caldwell, senior analyst at Edmunds.com.